Recorded books and one-click digital present The Greatest Thing Since Sliced Bread by Don Robertson, narrated by Tony Barber. One-click digital provides free audiobook downloads in partnership with thousands of public libraries. To see if One-click digital's extensive catalog is available to you, visit your library's website. And now, The Greatest Thing Since Sliced Bread.
Author's note. With the exception of certain political, military, theatrical, and sporting figures, all the persons dealt with in this book are fictitious. Huff Elementary School, East High School, Wilson Junior High School, Addison Junior High School, the Cleveland Museum of Art, and the East Ohio Gas Company are not fictions, however. Neither is the great disaster described here. And for the record, this is no autobiography. The legless man was wise enough to understand that heroes can be found in the damnedest places. Which was why he didn't hesitate when he called the boy the greatest thing since sliced bread. For the boy, though, the big thing wasn't his bravery. As far as he was concerned, too much fuss was made over it. For the boy, the big thing happened before the explosion. It happened at the moment he saw his old buddy Stanley Chalupka. The exact moment. Why? Because it meant that the boy had accomplished what he had set out to do. Which helped him come to terms with the things he felt badly about. Stupidities, for instance. Betrayals. The explosion was just something that happened to happen. Funny about that explosion. It really never should have happened to happen. Those gas tanks were the safest in the world. Everybody said so. They were built in 1941 by the East Ohio Gas Company, supplier of natural heating gas to all of the great city of Cleveland and northeastern Ohio. There were four of them, and they were designed for the storage of natural gas in its liquefied state. Three of them were spherical. The fourth was tubular and about as large as the other three combined. Their capacity was 400,000 feet of liquefied gas, which was the equivalent of 240 million feet of gas in its natural state. The gas company's publicists were proud of these new tanks, and photographs of them were run in all the newspapers. A great deal of money was spent in assuring people there was no danger. The campaign was successful. Those gas tanks were the safest in the world. Everyone said so. But then one day, the explosion happened to happen. A lot of people were killed.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?